Are you ready to transform your life? Are you ready to get clear on your dreams and then execute to make them a reality? Well, if that sounds like you, then you are definitely going to enjoy today's interview with radio and TV personality Debbie Dashinger. Debbie's award-winning Dare to Dream radio program has more than 2 million listeners. And today, we talked about how you can apply interview tactics to your everyday life to create more engaging and authentic conversations, the importance of growing and nurturing your network, and what it really takes to make your dreams a reality. So, whether you want to start a business, write a book, or just create instant trust and rapport while talking to strangers, there is something for everyone during this awesome interview. So, sit back and enjoy. Hello, everyone. Today, I am extremely excited to welcome Debbie Dashinger to the show. She is a radio and TV personality, a 3-time best-selling author, keynote speaker, and coach. Debbie's Dare to Dream is a syndicated, multi-award winning program with more than 2 million listeners on how to achieve their goals and dreams. Whether she's in front of the camera, on the radio, or on the red carpet, Debbie is a visionary who works with clients worldwide to inspire others and make their dreams a reality. In addition to her ongoing radio program, Debbie runs the best-selling launch program, ensuring that self-published authors reach best-selling book status. And we are so happy that out of all those busy things she's doing, she took time out of her schedule to be with us here today. So welcome to the show, Debbie.
Thank you. It's the best place in the world to be right now. So I'm so grateful to be included in this.
Awesome. Now, if you don't mind, in your own words, would you tell everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, that's great because a bio is very interesting. But in my own words, really what I am is a visibility expert. And what I love about my particular brand of expertise is I am visible as well through my books, through my radio show, through red carpet interviews. And because I'm interviewed like we're doing right now, I've been interviewed on over 800 media outlets. And I coach people with the same, how to write a book, how to turn your book into an international bestseller, and then how to use media for free to exponentialize your message really effectively out into the world. So definitely who I am is visibility expert, and I help people take who they are out into the world with great ease and great results.
I love that. You're not only talking the talk, but you're walking the walk and doing it there as well. And in today's, you know, media-centric world and the power of the internet, it's that skill set can be so convoluted and it can be really overwhelming for someone who's trying to figure out where to start getting that message out.
It's very true. Everything from a networking meeting where you stand up for 1 minute and say, this is who I am, this is what I do, and sit down. And if no one's coming up to you afterwards, then you have some messaging issues. And as well, how you're going to use visibility out in the world. There are people I know who are so excited to get booked on a show and then they don't get results. But then there are people who get coached, they really take the time to learn how to use it. It's a monster, right? It's a beast. And if you learn how to tame the beast and use it for your own good and for the good of people you want to give service to, it can be amazing because you're reaching tens and tens of thousands of people with your message, who you are, what you do, like that, that you would never know otherwise. So when you have the opportunity, it's good to do it well.
I totally agree. And I think you hit on a big thing there with preparation because so many times people think, oh, well, I can just get up and wing it and say whatever I want. But you really want to make sure that the message that you have in your head is articulated in the right way so that the audience gets it. And if you're able to help people do that, that is an incredible skill set to have.
And that's how you know when you go to hear somebody speak on stage, there will always be that person who's riveting. And you see when they're done speaking, everybody's running to the front or the back of the room to have more or sign up for their program. You can hear people speak on radio or on podcasts. And some of them, there's just that it factor. And they just know how to do what they do. And people come, you know, you don't have to be an extrovert to do it well. You can be exactly who you are and very authentic. But it's really important. It's everything from rhythms, how much you say, how much you don't say, to know how to put thoughts together properly, how to use examples. So, you know, I've taken people who have been just super willing to be great out there, but not exactly knowing, which is fine. You know, that's where coaching comes in. And then we've taken them and then they've gone out and it's like revolutionary. you know, their websites, everyone's downloading their free gift, everyone's signing up for their database. There are people who are now knowing what their program is and why it's of value. So to learn how to do that is tremendous. Be a media maven if you're going to do it.
Now, how did you get into this passion of helping others with this specific skill set?
Yeah, my passion has been very interesting. And I have to be honest and say, what I know about myself is I was built for mass media. That's for sure. It's my comfort zone. And I was built for entertainment. And the first portion of my life was in entertainment. How I got here was actually a huge surprise and unexpected. But it was by virtue of saying yes to a bunch of opportunities that came along and watching what was going on outside in the industry. The industry was often business people, entrepreneurs, healers, authors. And I was noticing that they were swimming in a pond, that they wanted to be more of an ocean, but they were still in this little pond and they were not doing very well in it. So I started getting calls from people, or how do I get booked on, or how do you do what you do, or how did you get your book to? And I thought, well, I'll tell you, let me teach you. And it just started out very simply, and it basically grew into an industry for me, working much more with private clients and teaching the workshops online and creating products out of it. So it was about fulfilling a need, saying yes when I was asked, and really an unexpected, awesome journey.
Do you have a favorite appearance that you've been on, or a favorite person that you've got to speak with during your time in the entertainment world?
Oh boy, what a good question. So, you know, I've done a lot of red carpet stuff, and that can be amazing. You know, I literally can feel somebody's energy when they're in that space with me. And, you know, Paula Abdul was pretty exciting. She's a beautiful, small, and very interesting. I enjoyed her a lot. And so I've done a lot of celebrities like that, but I'll say with that question, Brandon, this is my 10th year. I have an award-winning syndicated radio show called Dare to Dream. And to celebrate my 10th year, my team and I decided, let's invite on our wish list. Let's only send invitations out to come on the show to people that, like, you will make my life if I spend an hour having a conversation with you. And every person we reached out to for the entire year has said, hell yes, I'm in. So this has been
incredible.
It's incredible. And it's been a full year of those conversations. And I'll just give you some names so you understand why it's hard, but I am going to pick somebody on purpose. Dr. Joe Vitale, Michael Bernard Beckwith, Lisa Nichols, Dan Millman, Stephen Halpern, Masa Jadi, James Van Praagh, Don Jose Ruiz, who's Don Miguel Ruiz's son, amazing, Leonard Perlmutter, Who else? Yeah, so you get to feel like these are big conversations. These are people living a huge life. Very inspiring. My favorite, however, this year was someone I have been a huge fan of. And the fact that I got to sit with him for an hour, just, you know, I had to stay in my body the whole time. And he's an author. And if you don't know of him, my God, look him up. Whitley Strieber is his name. He's a famous American novelist. And I've been reading his books since I was young. He has books like The Hunger and Communion and The Wolfen and much more. He is a prolific storyteller. And why he was my favorite, besides the fact that I was a rabid fan and able to sit with him and ask him whatever I wanted about who he was or what he created or why he wrote things, is that during our conversation, I found him to be an extraordinary storyteller. So when I asked him a question, he didn't just give me an answer. He took me on a journey. And as he was speaking, I was envisioning everything he was talking about and so deeply pulled in that I wasn't aware of time. I wasn't aware of in and out. I wasn't aware of my next question. I was just fully present for everything that he shared. And his ability to tell stories made it the most phenomenal hour show. So I would say this year, of all the incredible conversations on the red carpet or on the radio show/podcast show that I run, Whitley was probably my favorite because of what he brought and the kind of stories he would tell in response to my questions.
That's so exciting. Those are some huge names. And so I know that it feels great when those people respond back and they're willing to come on the show. So congratulations for that. And there are two things that I kind of want to unpack about what you just said. The first is a little bit about networking, where, you know, you've been hosting this for 10 years and you've had the ability and the chance to cross paths with so many incredible people. And I think today networking is something that gets a bit of a bad rap. You know, it's not just handing out business cards and making things transactional, but when people actually try to grow their network and provide value to other people, it's incredible how many and how big we can reach and we can get to communicate with. And so I guess my question with that would be, what would you say are some of your best tips for reaching out to those people or providing value in a way that you can connect with some of those big names?
I can't say enough about creating relationship. Creating relationship is everything. It's built my business. So how I show up for people, whether it's a 1-minute conversation or it's a 30-minute free consult call, or the person's thinking about coming on board as my client and I'm helping them. I'm helping them by being me and showing the value I provide. So I would say, what is really key and essential is relationship. Like, don't ever underestimate who you are and how you show up, how you act towards people and their team, by the way. You must treat their assistant, their social media person, their web person, their speaking agent, whoever they have on board, you must really be well with all of them. The next thing is you have to have value. Why would somebody hire you? There's a gazillion people out there and probably a gazillion of them doing what you're doing, whether you're a life coach or whether you're a web person or whatever service you provide, but what makes you different? Like, why does somebody need me as a visibility coach? Well, I show them, first I talk to them all the ways that it's going to be different before and after. Second of all, I don't believe in a one-stop deal. Like, let's take your book to international bestseller and then, you know, it's been nice knowing you. No, it's way more than that. Like, that just opens the door for visibility for you. Let me talk about what's next for you and how we can get you out of media, because you're here to be of service. This is not about your face in a camera just because it's nice to see your face. It's about who you're going to reach that you would never reach. Whose life will you change? Whose professional career will you help alter by the tips and tricks and some of the things that you know that nobody else knows? So we really have a conversation about that. So it's about relationship, it's about value, and then I would say it's about sustainability. So anyone who's a freelancer, you know, if you're just gonna show up once and do a service, you've gotta find out a way that you're a retainer instead. Why do they continue to need you? What service and value do you continue to supply? And often what you can do, I think you have to know, and I'm going to throw in a fourth one, who's your right client? We talk about this in branding, right, about niching and getting really down to the core of who's right for you. When you know that, you can speak to people in a way that's it's really indigenous. If somebody were to come to me, for instance, I have a very, very high-end, really functions with a lot of, he coaches like the biggest names, this guy. He's spoken on over 2,500 stages. He does very well for himself. But you know, he's my people. That's who I attract. That's who I want to work with. I want someone who's willing to play a big game. That can even be somebody starting out in the business. That's fine. But if you're hungry, I'm going to show up 100,000%. And you're going to know it. And we have phone calls. It's exciting. And you want to know, who do I work with as a visibility expert? You. You're my client. You're my right client, the person who's ready to fly and doesn't yet quite know how to attach those wings. But when you work with me because you're so hungry, you start taking flight right away. And the sky is the limit and beyond.
I love it. I love it. And that's, and I can just see in your voice, hear it in your voice and see it in your face, how truly passionate you are and how that relates to the success that you've had, because you truly care about your clients. It's evident to see.
I think you must, and I think it's part of the relationship. If they're just a dollar sign, well, you buy my program and listen to it in your car or while you travel, and you'll get where you're going much slower, and you won't have private coaching, which is awesome. You'll still get where you're going. But if you really want a relationship, if you want somebody who's in your corner, and I think we all need to be like that. How am I going to show up for you? And it's really important. Look, I just talked to my client before you and I got on this. And one of the questions, I've been working with him for many months, but here was the question. What is it you don't have that you need? What can I give you that you don't have that's in my realm to give? And he gave me some, you know, big information. It's like taking a survey with somebody. And what is it that you want to create that you don't have yet in your business? Like, ask those questions, find out what they need. And then if it is in your realm, in your expertise to help supply that, do that. You become invaluable. They want to keep working with you. And as soon as somebody says, gosh, I need to do a book launch, or gosh, I really wish I had more visibility in media and I'd like to book some things. I'm not a publicist, by the way, but I handle all the press kits and I handle all the coaching and I work with the team so they know exactly where things are, how to send out. It becomes very easy. When you start asking those questions, you know how you can provide something indigenous to that particular client. And if I was working with you, Brandon, I would want to know the same things, or other questions may come up and your needs may be wholly different. But if I can provide them, how exciting, how challenging and how exciting that I could do that for you. And the next time someone says, I need to do a book launch or I need to become more visible, you would immediately say, stop, you have to work with Debbie. Or if you did the same for your clients, Brandon, they say, stop, you have to work with Brandon. Like, the guy's great. He delivers beyond. He changed my life. Why wouldn't you hire him?
I love it. Now, so here's a fun one. What would you say with, you know, whether it's the people that you're working with as your clients or just in general, what would you say are the top three skills that are necessary for success in 2017?
Well, I think sometimes you need to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Because for me, and this is a skill I'm always working on, I've made my phone calls small. Like with if I do a free consult call for someone who's interested in becoming a bestseller or otherwise, it's 20 minutes. Within 20 minutes, we both know, is this something you're really looking for? Then I can go longer with them. But if they're not, I know to wish them well and get off the call. My time is my money. It's really precious. So I do a little vetting ahead of time. I make sure the calls are short. I know when to fold them, when this is not going to go anywhere, if somebody's just fishing or if somebody really doesn't have money to move forward or is still waffling. They're not really fully in for themselves in their own career. And I know when to go full throttle, when somebody like this is going to be a client who is ready, who is really ready to become an international bestseller, who's really ready to get their voice out in front of people. And even though they don't have the skills yet, they're ready to change, or maybe they've been doing it and they just want to get better. So I would say it's very important to be covetous of one's time and energy. And the other thing about being successful is to switch up. Don't just work, learn how to play. Don't just play, learn how to be skilled. I am also constantly working on that. Like, oh, okay, I have this amount of time during the day. That's my meditation time. That's my time. I'm also working on knowing when it's time to play. Luckily, I have a puppy. So she lets me know when it's time and we spend time together, or I go outside and I take a walk. And then it's time I've been refueled and I'm ready to come back. And I would say the last thing to be of influence, it really is about the relationship. Wherever you go, you are meeting people. Even if you're sitting next to somebody in a plane and they say, 2 second conversation, hi, you know, you're sitting next to someone, they could be a CEO of something and saying, what do? Message yourself correctly. Know how to say in a sentence who you are, that if that is your next right client, they're coming aboard. They're going to want to know more. They're going to want to exchange information, ask more questions. They don't have to bug you the whole flight, but that may be the next right client for you. So really, relationship is everything.
Those are some incredible words of advice, especially pertaining to time. I've asked that question to so many people, and that's the first time that I've had that answer. But I know that so many people would have said it had they known, you know, that the time is so valuable. Now, what are some tactics? So for our audience, we have a lot of recent graduates that are, you know, entering the workforce, figuring that out. We also have people that have been in the workforce for quite some time that are figuring out what's next. How can I move up in my career? How can I leave? How can I start a side hustle? And whatever you're doing, you always need social skills and communication skills. So what are some ways that someone could take interview tactics from, you know, what you do hosting a radio show and apply them to a conversation in everyday life without it sounding like an interview?
Absolutely. It's such a good question. Because that's one of the things I work with people on is actually how to use this in real life, because I think you'll see a difference of parties and so forth. First of all, it's not all about you. So we know anytime we show up somewhere, we start talking on and on about ourselves, it's very narcissistic and we lose everybody. They get fully bored. Or maybe you know people like that, or like they start talking, you're totally checked out. So you want to keep people engaged. So this is what you can do, whether you're being interviewed on radio, podcast, or if you're just meeting new people. I would switch up rhythms. Rhythms in a very distractible life that we live in, whether it's email and cell phones and all sorts of things and other people to look at, just keep switching up rhythms. Sometimes you want to have an answer that's one sentence long, in and out, a soundbite. Soundbites can be cool and clever. Soundbites can be full of wisdom. Soundbites can use words that are attention getters. But speaking of soundbite now and then, powerful.
I like that. Changing it up, because it doesn't let them know what's coming next, and it doesn't allow them to check out of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have some favorite interview questions that you like to ask?
Yes, I like to get personal with people. So besides asking something about what they do that I really am curious, like how'd you do that or how does that work? I really love to ask people things like, what is the most difficult lesson you've had to learn in your life? What in your life happened that changed the trajectory unexpected to you, unbeknownst before it happened? What is your daily ritual or practice that you use that helps keep you really grounded? Things like that.
Those are awesome questions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think for our audience as well, it's not something that has to be in an interview. If you people struggle with small talk, and a question like that cuts right through the noise, and it gets you to connect on such a human level when people get taken aback by, oh, wow, like that's a thoughtful, inquisitive question, and it gives them, you know, an actual conversation to begin.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, and you can put things together. I love that you're saying that for people who do go to parties or social things and feel super awkward, just have a little cache of cool questions. And you can walk up to somebody and say, hey, it's so nice to meet you, and what do you do? And you make that exchange and then say, I was just curious, what is the greatest adventure that you had this year? And just imagine what that would be like for someone to ask you that question. And then you get to say, oh my God, I went to Italy for 16 days. It was a dream come true. And I orchestrated the trip. I went all by myself, me in a suitcase, 16 days. And the reason why I went is I saw a picture of Cinque Terre. And I thought, if I have to go anywhere in the world, it's going to be there. And I built an entire trip around that. And like all of a sudden, what's happening, the connection, the synergy, the information, you're right, total human level. Or you could ask other questions, you know, was there an animal who changed your life and why? What was that animal like? Like, these are quirky questions, but think about the level of openness, of just warmth, and how grateful they'll be to have met you that night. You'll change someone's life, and they may ask you a cool question too.
I think you're certainly going to be much more memorable by asking questions that way. And you, I think you also answered one of the next questions that I had was, you know, sometimes it's tough to get people to open up, or, you know, they're giving you those half sentence or one sentence answers. Do you always use questions, or there's some, what are some other ways that you try to get some of your people to open up on the show?
Yeah, most of the people I have are very open, but I will say when I started 10 years ago, it was more of a mixed bag of experiences. So, you know, I really operate on energy branding. That's the bottom line. And so the first thing I do is get out of the way and recognize that everybody is different and everyone's comfort level is different. So the most important thing I can do is literally on an energetic level, I'm connecting with the person. And by the way, I recommend this if you're going to be interviewed, take a moment of breath before you start being interviewed and connect with the host, because hosts are all really different too. So just feel literally a flow between you. And then as a host, when I have somebody come on, if I'm not quite getting what I want, there's a few tactics I might use, but I'll just trust where I'm headed. So I might ask them a question, and if that opens them up a little more, terrific. I might ask them something that might set them a little off balance and see where that goes. And if I find that they're still giving me very short, brief answers and I'm not feeling them, I might make a joke out of it. So you're a CEO and you're pretty closed right now. Is there something you know that's going on in the industry that you're feeling a little uncomfortable to share? And if so, would you be willing to share a little bit about it with us right now? I mean, I might go somewhere that actually would cause them to laugh and open up and maybe start to share something they unexpectedly wouldn't share. But I would keep following energy and see what I could do to get them engaged. Now, I'm going to be super honest with you. It's my show. And if it's really, and I've never had this happen, but truthfully, if it is not going well, if this person is super closed-lipped, they're just not engaging, they're not giving me anything, the most important component, and that is my listeners, I'm going to lose them. They're going to go to another channel, another show. They don't need to stick around for that. And if after a certain amount of time it's not going well, I'm going to go to break. And during the break, I'm going to end the conversation. And I'll do something else. I can make the show about me. I can quick bring somebody else on the show. I can chat with the producer. I can go lots of different ways, start telling stories. Or I can maybe talk to the guest and say, hey, I don't know what's happening in your space. You're welcome to share with me because I am 100% here to support you and shine a light on you, but I'm really not getting anything. And so we need to either come to an agreement or end this now. And that's a big wake-up call.
I love it. And I think one of the things that you talked about in there as well is how you can pick up on different segments. Whether you ask the first question, you actually have to listen and be actively listening so that you can pick up on the next section and try to take that question or that line of questioning to somewhere to get that right answer.
Brandon, so 100%, because if in what you do, in what I do, if you space out, can you imagine the person takes a breath and then you're sitting there looking at them or listening to them and you don't know what they just said. You don't even know how to jump in and probably if you do, it's going to sound terribly stupid. So you really have to be present and mindful when people speak, what they're saying. I saw you at a pen. That is such a great idea. I do that sometimes as well to help me be present, you know, to really be listening to what somebody says. And if they say something like, wow, that was some point, I want to make sure to go back to it, but then also be present to them, I'll write that down. So that's a great technique. And I would say to stay fluid too. I always have a direction I'm thinking I'm going to go in, but people can show up and it can go off someplace that it just feels like the conversation is so cool and important. And I don't want to lose that track. And I'll just ask lots of questions about that. But even within my show, I will still mix it up. I just feel there's something about switching up rhythms. Getting them to tell a story, give me a statistic, give me something personal about yourself, then let's go back to what it is you're brilliant at out in the world. Because people get this full umbrella worth of information about somebody, and it just makes it an amazing hour. And an hour is a lot to keep people's attention. So I do whatever it takes to keep it really engaging, and then of course picking great guests helps too.
And I think one thing that we've circled around quite a few times is the ability to tell a great story. And whether you're the interviewer, the interviewee, or just making conversation, the structure of your words and how you tell a story, you can't just say the punchline and expect everyone to get it. So there's such an art to storytelling that so many people don't even try. And I think it's a shame, honestly.
Yes. You know, storytelling is the thing. It really separates the great orators from the not so great. And it's, I can talk about a point. I can tell you all about my expertise, or anybody else can. However, the moment I go into story, if I were to tell you a visibility story, you would learn 10 times more and see how powerful it is to take somebody who had difficulty, or even myself, with some piece of visibility, how it was implemented, what the difficulty was, take you on a bit of a journey and coming out the other side. You know, even there's even messaging. I do have actually a real story that is about messaging. When I was young and I was an actress, I was in dance class 5 days a week for 3 years. Like, it was a lot. And so here's the truth. I was chubby. I was a chubby kid. And I was in dance class with these amazing, gorgeous dancers, chubby in my leotard and tights. But God damn it, I stood at the front of the room, every class, in front of these teachers who were also beautiful. Jackie and Bill were their names. And I mean, they were beautiful specimens, because I wanted to learn how to dance so much, because it was part of being an actress on stage. They didn't treat me very kindly. And I don't know if it's because I was heavy. I don't know what it was, but they never treated me very kindly. But still, I stood in the front of the room, because visually for me to see them meant everything for me to learn. Well, I took it and I took it and I took their mistreatment of me for a long time and their denigration. And speaking of messaging and knowing one's value and one's worth, one day, I can't tell you what set me off, but I literally had it. I could take it no more. It was so painful and cruel. And I asked them both after class, after dance class, to please step outside with me. And when we stepped outside, what came out, my potency, you know, I look back on it and I just want to applaud that girl who said, "This is not acceptable. I'm a student here. I deserve just as much as anybody else. I will not accept the way you speak to me anymore. If you want to teach me, great. If you have positive criticism, great, but you will never put me down again." And I just remember the ferocity that came out of me and the look on their face. Well, from that moment on, not only did they not put me down, but Jackie and Bill actually stopped speaking to me altogether. Fast forward 6 weeks, and I was appearing in a play. It was a musical, and I had no idea they were in the audience. And the next day, I showed up as usual at my dance class in the morning, chubby girl in my leotard and tights, standing in the front with people who didn't speak to me, who all of a sudden turned around and were hugging me and said, "We saw you in the play, and we had no idea. We had no idea what was inside of you. We had no idea how talented you were." And from that moment on, I became one of their favorite students. And they couldn't teach me enough. They couldn't help me enough. And I tell you that story because within all of us is worth and value. And within all of us is a ferocity and a potency. And each of us needs to know, like, where's our ceiling? And what's not okay? And what do we actually deserve? And I have to say, I forgave them, because they came back a hundredfold to give to me, more than made up. But I really forgave them also, because something came out of me that I didn't even know existed, that kind of love and care for myself and knowingness about, no matter what I looked like at the time, that was completely unacceptable, and that this, treating me in this manner instead, I was a beloved child of the universe, just like anyone else. And that's how I want you and anyone else to speak to me and address me. So it was a life-changing moment. And I tell you that because I would have probably never been visible to them if I hadn't have done that. So sometimes our message can come in ways that are even surprising to us, but are going to completely change what happens on the outside and our experience and what's possible.
That is such a powerful story. First, thank you for sharing, because that's bringing in a whole different part of who you are and to bring out that level of vulnerability. But it plays to, that perseverance and that self-love, like you said, to know that sometimes you have to be pushed to that breaking point for something great to come out of it. And, like you did, you took the high road and you were able to apologize. They paid it back to you and it worked out all well in the meantime. But that's such an incredible story.
Yeah, it really was. And thank you for saying that. And I would say statistically, we all probably have a family member, a colleague, someone in our friend group, somebody at work, but somebody who pushes our buttons. But to know how to speak up for yourself without putting anyone down, without it being a confrontation, it's not about that, but really knowing your place, that you're part of the stars, that literally we are part of the stars that we see at night. We're part of everything, and that you have that level of value and worth. And once you know that to your core, everything in the outside will change too.
True words of wisdom have never been spoken. Now, I want to shift gears just a little bit. And if you could share with what new projects are you working on currently?
Yay, I always have new projects, yeah. So I'm about to teach a class called How to Write a Book in 60 Days. This was another big surprise to me, but I work with book people, and the reason why it's so awesome and surprising is for all the people out there who said, I want to write a book, but I haven't. I started writing a book, I didn't finish it. I have no clue how to write a book. I'm literally created this class to take
for
people.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So you have a book inside of you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And I'm telling people, you're going to have a manuscript in 60 days. And I show up live every week. It's global. It's on the phone. You can bring any genre of book. So yes, you can go, I apologize. There's actually a free webinar out there, and I should have known to bring that with. I can look it up real quick and give it to you for when this runs. But I can tell you my website, Debbie Dashinger, great spelling, debbiedachinger.com/replay will actually get you right to the pay page. I would do it because I am keeping this class intimate. I want to work with people one-on-one and help people, really guide them. And it's not just about writing a book. It's about creating a page turner. So if you're going to write a book, make it fabulous. So that's one of my new things going out in the world. The other thing is spring of next year, a leadership workshop that is going to encompass literally how to be a great leader out in the world. And you can just email me if you're interested in that. We are going to vet people for that. And also the visibility portion. This, I am so excited. I mentioned earlier my client. Sometimes I tend to have a relationship with clients. And this one client I mentioned to you earlier works with, he's this coach for Starbucks, Microsoft, LinkedIn, Seattle Seahawks, right? No small potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
So he and I have a divine relationship and a deep respect. And so we've decided to align to create this workshop. This is a present show up, 3-day change your life, change the entire game of what you're doing. Workshop so that you are thriving instead of surviving and doing. And what I love about what we're going to create is this is about having a life plan that you put into action, life and a career plan. So you leave, walk in one way, walk out the other, knowing exactly where you're headed and how to get there. And otherwise, ongoing, I've got a new website that's rolling out, and I still do my bestsellerbook.com has bestseller launches, and it's a guaranteed service for people to international bestseller. And then I've got the big package, which is the visibility package, and that gives them everything, the guaranteed bestseller plus the visibility, the media portion of them being out in the world.
Wow, you have a lot going on over there, that's for sure. I'm excited about this leadership conference next spring. You'll definitely have to keep me in the loop for everything that's going on there. That seems awesome.
I would love to.
Now, I have a question as well here. So I know that you are an inspiration to many. You have coached thousands, but who is an inspiration to you?
So right now, so here's the deal. So I get coached too. And I read about somebody in the Oprah magazine. And I'm going to give you a secret through the story. And here is a huge secret to how I create what I do. I ask for what I want. That easy. I don't even actually go into the no. I don't even think, well, they could always say no. I don't even go there. But that's the truth. Someone could always say no and you just move on with your life. But I literally ask for what I want. Because if I want it, I figure there's a reason. That's good enough for me. You know, something in my soul is called to it. So I read Oprah magazine, and there was an article about a woman who does this really unique work, mind-body work out in the world. And I was so taken with her skills, and I was hell-bent that I would work with her. So the first time I reached out, it was a no, because her life had exploded after the Oprah article. Understood. But I waited. And a few months later, I reached out again, and now she's my coach. And I am inspired by her, and I'll tell you why. Because she has things that I want. And inspiration means spirit into you. She really has an ongoing relationship with the God of her understanding. Like she knows that her back is gotten. She knows that when she wants and needs something, it's going to be created. And she doesn't have need, right? The etymology of the word want is lack. She doesn't have a lot of wants. She has a roster full of clients and she doesn't effort anyway. Things just come to her. Everything works out. And I see her in such a divine light. And that's something right now I aspire to. So I'm inspired by Angelica, that's her name, Angelica Singh, and I'm inspired by her because she lives in a very divine space with a connection to a God goddess of her understanding. She knows without a doubt that that exists and is there for her. She knows she's a beloved child. And she operates in all realms of her life in that way without any needs, but everything she requires comes to her. And that's inspiring to me.
And those are just the magnetic people that you want to be with. You know, you want them to help pull you up because you can see where they are. You see that vision. And it's just something about being around that is contagious.
Yeah. And that's actually another a tip, I love that you shared that, is that up level who you hang out with. You know, when I say ask for what you want and need, there are people I used to listen to 7 years ago being interviewed, and they rocked my world. I was like, God, that person is like, oh my God, they're so amazing. And do you know that four of them are my best friends now, part of my best friend circle? And it's just because I continued to ask for what I wanted. I started to open the door. It's amazing and humbling to me. But up level who you hang out with, I mean, those people who inspire you, they could be your friends. And trust me, you have value too that you offer.
That's it. And I think you hit the nail on the head there with, you know, no one's going to ask for it but you. You have to be the person that puts it out into the world, that asks, and be. If they say no, they say no. Be accepting of that. But at the same point, if you don't ask, you're never going to get it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's such it's true. And it's very unique ways to ask. I mean, you don't have to flat out come to somebody and say, oh, wow, Brendan, could you be my friend? Like, that's awkward. You know, you don't want to go there. But there may be ways that I could open up the door and say, hey, Brendan, this was amazing today. Like, I really enjoyed it. And I think you're smart. And you're doing an incredible job. I was very impressed with you. I was wondering, you know, what you're doing out in the world, what you might need, what your next steps are, how can we connect further? That's one way. But there are really beautiful, easy ways to open a door for a relationship with somebody and to show up or to say, I'd love to just have a follow-up conversation with you. If you live in LA, let's go have coffee, if you don't mind. Or, you know, maybe we could just have a Skype call or another Zoom call and hang out. And I'd love to learn more about you. People love when you listen to them. So there's a lot of ways you can create relationship. Some of them will end up as friends. Not all of them will end up as friends. But ask for what it is you desire.
Now, speaking of all these conversations, if you could have a conversation with anyone, past, present, future, fact or fiction, who would that be?
I would love to talk to Bette Midler. Oh my God. I would love to talk to Bette Midler. I would love to talk to, now you're really going to get me going, Stephen Sondheim. And I would love to talk to Leonard Bernstein. I know you millennials may not, unless you're in music or an actor. You may not know who that is. Leonard Bernstein, one of the greatest composers of all time. Stephen Sondheim, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. One of the greatest composers. Broadway, look, we're talking West Side Story and beyond, Sunday in the Park with George. I could go on. I'm a total Broadway geek nerd. And Bette Midler, because, you know, I've grown up most of my life listening to her. And I think what she's created out of herself is phenomenal. I think she's a frickin' force to be reckoned with. Major talent, what a voice, you know, hilarious. And somebody who allowed who she was indigenously to work for her, literally to create the success that she is. And so, I mean, that would just be like my starters, but that would be like, what a dinner that would be. I would make it into a weekend in a cabin.
A weekend in a cabin with all the Broadway composers, the best of history there.
Exactly.
So a few more questions to wrap things up here. One of my favorites, as always, what are some of your favorite books or book recommendations?
Well, I am a huge fan of John Irving. John Irving is a phenomenal author, and he's quirky as hell. So I love his books because when you start reading them, everything comes to life. The way he describes them, incredibly unique author. And his favorite book of mine of all times is A Prayer for Owen Meany. And I don't know if I want to tell you about it, except to highly recommend you read it.
Okay.
But John Irving has written, and once you fall in love with him, by the way, the great news is you can keep picking up book after book. I can't imagine how many, I'm sure minimum 50 books he's put out, I'm sure more, but he is phenomenal. Greatest recommendation.
I will have to definitely look that up. That's a strong recommendation there. And my final question, it's always one to throw the ball back in your court. Is there anything that you wish I had asked, or do you have any final words of wisdom?
Yeah, the wisdom thing is what I hear the most inside. And so I want to say that I think it's really important in what we do to nurture relationships. And now I'm speaking outside of the realm of clients. For all of us, we're going to go through changes. We're going to go through unexpected things will happen, expected things will happen. But the one thing that can really anchor us is the people in our life. And I have to say, I am so grateful for the friends that I have. I have, for me, the most exquisite people who totally have my back, who I get to laugh with and talk with. And they show up for me in so many ways. And I'm proud of them, and I love them, and I respect them. And those are qualities that are important to me. So I have learned to nurture friendships. And it's not like, oh, I'm with somebody, I'm not with, so, you know, partner, not a partner, I'm this and that. Whatever it is, I make time for people to talk on the phone. I make time to spend with them. I make time when they have something going on, you know, it's their birthday, or let's have, you know, get together and go to the movies, or, you know, go out and hang out, do anything, go for a walk. I nurture relationships. And let me tell you, the investment, the ROI is amazing through everything in life. So that's my recommendation. And let me see, as far as, I guess, you know, we live in such interesting times, very interesting times. And I think more than ever, however uniquely you were born, it is the greatest gift you can bring. And whatever that is, whatever your package and proclivities are, the more you actually honor them and bring them forward, the better this planet is going to be. So trust that. Trust the crazy, quirky package you came here with inside of you, and put that out in the world, because the voices that need to hear that are going to 100% resonate and want to be with you and work with you.
Incredible. Those are some great words of wisdom, some wonderful parting notes for us here. Debbie, I thank you so much for being on the show. You have given me so much. I'm going to have a heck of a time trying to write a description for everything that we covered here. I'll make sure to put links to everything, including your webinar, down in the description box below. But outside of that, once again, I thank you for taking the time to be here. And hopefully they're not coming for you.
Exactly. They're not. They're not, I trust. But we send blessings to whoever they're going to.
There we go.
It's all going to be well.
Once
Thanks, again. Brandon. I really appreciate it. This has been amazing.
And that's a wrap. What did you think? Let us know your favorite tip that you learned in the comments below. We would absolutely love to hear from you. And if you know someone who could use a bit of inspiration, go ahead and be a pal. Send them this link. You will remember that sharing is caring. Below, we've included links to Debbie's website, her radio show, books, programs, and more. So if there's something that we talked about and you want to find out more, it is all in the description box below. We've got timestamps of where you'll find all the great, interesting parts. I've tried to make it as simple as possible. As always, click subscribe so that you never miss a video. You're going to have Sam on Mondays with her life lessons from TV shows, expert interviews on Wednesdays, and personality profiles, difficult behaviors, the tactical breakdowns, all happening on Fridays. Finally, check out our brand new program, Millennial Magnetism. You'll find all the information in the links down below where you can discover how to unleash your inner awesome in only 10 minutes a day. But until next time, ciao for now.